Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, January 8th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Tina Smith tours the state as a new senator. In her first week as a U.S. Senator, Tina Smith has highlighted workforce development issues and her support for the DACA program. Yesterday, Smith and DFL Congressman Keith Ellison held a rally in downtown Minneapolis to urge Congress to act on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. President Trump canceled DACA. It protects people who arrived illegally as children from being sent to their countries of birth. Smith told the crowd yesterday that she will push Congress to act quickly before the program ends on March 5th.
The Trump administration's decision to end the DACA program without a plan to help Dreamers threatens to tear families apart and to push people back into the shadows. So I am here to tell Dreamers and your families, we have your back.
Smith also toured a women-owned sheet metal factory in Stacy and held events in Duluth and on the Iron Range and in St. Paul over the weekend. Smith was appointed by Governor Mark Dayton last week to the seat Al Franken held. There is one fewer Republican candidate for Minnesota governor today. After talking with his family, friends, and supporters over the holidays, State Senator Dave Osmek says he's suspending his campaign for governor. He cited a poor straw ballot showing at a recent Republican State Central Committee meeting and said the party needs to unite behind a strong candidate. Osmek is in his second term and represents a West Suburban district in the Senate. He says other candidates who don't seem to be getting traction in the race should consider withdrawing as well to give the party a better shot at winning the open seat. About a half dozen Republicans are seeking the party's endorsement. DFL Governor Mark Dayton isn't seeking a new term. Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson says she will continue shining a spotlight on sexual harassment to help improve the lives of women across the country. Tim Nelson has more.
Carlson, a former Miss America, was recently named the board chair of the Miss America organization after an email scandal in December that exposed demeaning comments about former pageant winners, including Carlson. She's also out promoting a new book after winning a sexual harassment lawsuit against Fox News in 2016. And Carlson has been touted as a potential Republican candidate for the special election in November to serve out Al Franken's Senate term.
I have no ambitions of coming home to run for office in Minnesota. I've been asked to run for Senate in the state of Connecticut where I live now. But I'm not going to say no to ever running for politics. I think it's really important that we encourage more women to become civically and politically involved. And we've seen a huge influx in the last year of women saying, you know what, I can speak up and I can be in politics as well.
Carlson is an Anoka native and was crowned Miss America in 1989. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News.
More homeowners will be eligible for incentives to install solar panels on their rooftops in 2018. Elizabeth Dunbar reports.
Xcel Energy's solar rewards program has tripled in size from last year to 13.7 megawatts. Applications are being accepted starting Monday. Rooftop solar represents a small percentage of Minnesota's solar capacity, says Minnesota Commerce Commissioner Jessica Luman.
One of the biggest areas of growth has been in community solar in Minnesota. We are now leading the nation in our community solar capacity.
Community solar gardens allow customers to subscribe to a shared array without having to install panels on their homes and deal with large upfront costs. According to the Solar Energy Industries Association, the cost of solar energy has gone down 60% in the last 5 years. Elizabeth Dunbar, Minnesota Public Radio News.
A prominent Minnesotan and his family are sharing their personal collection of slavery artifacts in hopes of reframing the conversation on race in America. Retired Minnesota Supreme Court Justice and former Vikings player Alan Page and his family will open an exhibit at the downtown Minneapolis Library today called Testify, Americana from Slavery to Today. Nina Moyney has more.
Nearly 30 years ago, a friend pointed out something to Diane Page that seemed to be missing from her family's home.
She said, "Where is all your African-American art and history for your four children?" And we had a very contemporary home with shag carpeting, you know, two Andy Warhols on the wall. And I said, "Well, I don't know where that exists. I don't even know where to find that."
Diane and Alan Page married decades ago when a black man and white woman had to fight extra hard to be together. They raised four children in their multiracial home and took on the task of collecting art that represents the experience of African Americans. And now, Alan Page says they want to share that collection with others.
We want the exhibit to challenge people, to challenge their thinking.
The pieces of history on display in this brightly lit gallery at Minneapolis Central Library are both beautiful and ugly. But the Pages point out, so is U.S. history.
And if we're going to be a better people, if we're going to have equality, then I think we have to come to grips with the present effects of that past, of that history.
There are dozens of artifacts from the 1700s through the Civil Rights Movement. It's called Testify, a play on words from the retired Minnesota Supreme Court justices past, and a nod to the resilient communities of black churches.
There are a lot of jarring things from, you know, of oppression, the branding iron, the slave collars. But some of the art, the colorful art is so uplifting. This was a culture that rose above all this oppression and found a way to express themselves.
There are works by prominent African American artists, a brick used by slaves to help build the White House, and at the center of the collection,
I mean, it literally, when you see it, takes you back to 1865.
A banner from President Abraham Lincoln's funeral, selected by the couple's second daughter, Georgie Page Smith.
On one side it says, "Our country shall be one country." And on the other side it says, "Uncle Abe, we shall not forget you." And I'm starting to tear up now because really in researching and preparing for this show, the thing that really hit me was, how could we let ourselves get so divided? How could we accept this idea that we're going to hold ourselves apart from each other? And going back to, you know, growing up in a multiracial family, that is obscene to me.
And her father, Alan Page, says issues of racism and discrimination still need to be confronted.
There are those who would say, well, get over it. Let's, you know, we're here where we are now and let's go forward. But you can't go forward without looking back.
Page says his family hopes displaying difficult images of the past will help bring people together today. Nina Moyney, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.